You are now tuned into the Laptop Chronicles, the podcast for all things porn. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have your ears stimulated.
Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. It's your host Al, the PhD of pornography, a graduate of West Coast Productions University class of 01, and yes, I graduated magna cum laude from porn watching school. The sex talk specialist, I drink rum, I jerk off, and I always have 100 tabs and running. Thank you for stopping in to the Laptop Chronicles. Now let's get pornorific. And what up, it's the Laptop Chronicles. You know what this is. Sitting here with my main man, 50 Grand, the host of Baltimore County Forever Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Baltimore County Forever, County Trill. You know what I'm saying? That's really my alias, but I really don't be exposing that part sometimes. But that is my alias, County Trill, Baltimore County Forever. That's a hard-ass name, bro. I'm sorry. I went through hella reincarnations of a nickname. I didn't have a nickname growing up. So I tried to give myself a nickname. When I found out Raekwon's real name was Corey, I'm like, bet, chef. Chef. That didn't work. That did not work. Also, my brother gave me a nickname when I was a kid. It was Monkey Butt. Yeah. We starting off coming in hot. Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, that just shows how much he hated me.
Now you realize, like, this nigga really didn't like me.
It's like, what the fuck did I do to you? Monkey, I mean, I wore his clothes and shit. Yeah, Monkey Butt. It's stuck.
Okay.
Don't you dare.
God,
don't you fucking
it.
Dare. We have grown the County Drill. The evolution of the
You seen it too. I was like, it was coming.
Nigga, no.
But yo, yeah, that's what it is, man. We here on a great fucking, I'm so glad spring is here. It's warm.
Yo, it was amazing today. Oh. Amazing, man. I'm a long sleeve year round kind of person.
Right.
Like because, you know.
Right.
So I wear long sleeves year round, hoodies. I wear hoodies and shorts. I get my white shit on. Pause. You know what I'm saying? I get my Pharrell on. Like, but it just felt so good to be outside today. I got me a bike, as y'all see. That is my bike that I always wanted. Like, and it was just like, nigga can afford it now.
So right. There like, we go.
Get your mongoose. Can you do wheelies? Hell fucking no. But I'm trying to get physically fit. And I'm trying.
I gotta give it to you. Yeah, there you bro. Go. You know,
legs gonna be big as fuck.
Like the dude in that commercial with them. Yeah, his cat.
Yo, that's gonna be me.
They're just gonna be walking like this.
Oh my god, this shit's insane. But yo, welcome to the Laptop Chronicles, man. We having a great time. It's a great night. I got the red cup. We are sponsored by somebody that makes Puerto Rican moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Unofficially. It's really fucking good.
I got grapes.
That's what we do. Mm-hmm. So as usual, man, we start off with some announcements. You know, always make sure you check out the Baltimore County Forever Podcast YouTube channel.
We live, bro.
It's great.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. People really fuck with the episodes now.
Yeah.
I guess because like seeing us,
it's
like,
totally different.
It's crazy as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Like, even just like watching it on the TV, it's like, bro, this was a good fucking episode. Like,
yeah.
Every time. Like, I'm so amazed of how far we came.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got, you know, when you watch, you see Huss.
Yeah.
You know, you see Norm or Norman Betha, pick one, depends on the week. You know what I'm saying? But
we got
yes.
Mace today.
Yeah, we actually have Mace. So make sure you check out Baltimore County Forever Podcast on the YouTube.
Please do. Subscribe, like, and subscribe.
Patreon is coming.
Patreon is coming. That's the announcement. Patreon is coming. I'm not going to tell y'all what y'all getting on Patreon at the moment, but we're working on something for Patreon with more content from all of us. And I pray y'all love it. because we're really working literally every week to try to make this brand and podcast, all the podcasts, all the music you get from us, all the ideas that Huss has, Lauren, Shit Vegan Z, Predestined a podcast, Sav, Jabrosa. Jabrosa. Is this good? Love Leopard, Leopard Lover. My cousins have a boutique online boutique. Chasing Bartenders. I know. I'm sorry. I'm getting all my shout outs off now. But everything that you see on this table, to some degree, has something to do with someone I know. I mean, obviously not Travis Scott, but I mean, like,
nah, we know him. Yeah, we know Swiss.
Shout out to Swiss.
That's a bro.
But catch more of that kind of conversation on Baltimore County Forever Podcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yes, make sure you check out that. Make sure you keep your ears and eyes tuned, because the Patreon is coming. Mm-hmm. All right? So, we got to get some claps. There we go. So.
Thank you.
So, we're going, as usual, you know, we always kick the episode off with the porn clip of the week. Now, I usually do it myself, but this week, I put it out. I said, we're going to do it. We're going to DP the porn clip of the week. Come on, bro. You know what this is.
We here.
You know what this is.
Wait till next week, bro.
Yeah. Yes, next week is going to. I'm coming with the board. Yes. So, porn clip of the week is going to be both of us. So, porn clip of the week. What did you go with?
We're not doing the other joint. That's.
You talking about
Okay. All right. Okay.
So, I know we ran into shit because we are like, we are smacked.
Yes.
So, this episode is about Nina Hartley, right? The one and only, the legendary Nina Hartley. So, that's what the porn clip of the week, porn clips of the week are. So, your porn clip of the week?
Yo, I didn't save it, but I don't like to save the porn. I like to be surprised when I see it again. Like, oh, I remember this one. Skip to 22 and 22. But she's like, she is a stepmom.
Okay.
I think that might have been my friend's hot mom. I like the fuck or some shit like that.
I think it was.
Yeah, she was filthy. She was filthy. You know what? I might have it. Y'all chill.
Right.
I might have that joint.
So while he looks that up, I'm gonna give you my porn clip of the week, and it's Nina Hartley. It's let me see. If you look up Nina Loves Naomi. It's Nina Hartley and Naomi Banks, and it starts off, they're kind of in a like, Nina Hartley is kind of like a therapist type setting, and Naomi Banks is like, oh, my girlfriend, you know, I'm trying to figure out how we build a relationship, blah blah blah, and I want to have better sex. And so I always skip, and it ends up being Naomi Banks is in Nina Hartley's like dungeon, like toy room setup.
Oh.
And she like cuffs her to the door, and there's a lot of like flogging and this and that. So she's dominating her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit, you know, it's a lesbian scene. You know, but it's that's the thing about Nina Hartley.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Is when it comes to her scenes, she puts like effort in. Like, she loves her job.
She looks really fucking good to be like 50 something.
Bro, she's 60.
I smoke her pants, bro. Smoke her pantaloons. That I would. And I hope Lauren does not hear this.
Ooh.
I would smoke the shit out of her. Because she come off like... Alright, so look. I always wanted to like hit like an older woman. I mean, I did. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, I did. But I did. Stop.
We here now.
Yeah, so I mean, just like that older... See, I'm 32. So like, if I wasn't in a relationship right now, a devoted, loving to a beautiful black queen.
But yeah, like
I would for sure shoot for 55. Bro, I'm not holding you, bro. Like I would really try for like that older white woman with the nice boobies.
It is a boobies. Different vibe. Yes.
So wait. All right, so let's go back. Okay. You said you skip. Why do you skip? Do you not like the setup for essentially for the punchline?
Punching the one-eyed clown.
That was good.
I'll be honest, all the time, I'm usually jerking off and I'm trying to get there.
Facts, you ain't got time.
I you know, the dialogue is cool. I'm not gonna lie, for today's clip, I did watch the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to, like, okay, I'm bringing this to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the good thing about this clip, so if you jump on X Videos and you search Nina Loves Naomi, it'll come up. Now, the good thing about Nina Harley, which is what we're going to get to, is, like I say, she loves her job. She loves her field.
Mm-hmm.
And so, excuse me, so if you fast forward to the end of the clip, the last, let me see. What's this? Maybe the last 3 or 4 minutes. No, I'll take that back. Yeah, the last 5 minutes of the clip. She's doing an interview. And the producer...
Like the behind the scenes?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
And the producer asks her, what does she like, you know, certain things about porn. And she really goes into... She asks her, what does she want her legacy to be? And... Nina Hartley says that, you know, she wants her legacy to be like education about sexual freedom, about sexual education, about, you know, ethical porn. It's not just about fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And she says this in about, you know, 4 or 5 minute interview. So that's the good thing is.
That's sexy.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I always wanted to fuck one of my teachers.
Okay.
I feel like she was giving teacher vibes with that. I feel like that also was. I watch a lot of her porn. I thoroughly enjoy it. Like, yeah. But it's like normally, like, she's like hitting on the hot stud. Yo, but I mean, it's her and Ava Devine.
Ooh.
They are my. Listen, they the reason why I like MILF,
bruh.
Porn.
Ava Devine, that is, she is in a lane on a highway by herself, my guy.
Facts.
Whew.
She is filthy.
She is, oh my God, man. Yeah, we're definitely going to, yes, Ava Devine, praise Black Jesus.
I need to add that shit.
Right. So yeah. So that's my porn clip of the week. Nina, jump on next videos. It's Nina.
I don't got service. I can't. I can't.
How you not shit. Have service?
I don't know, bro. Oh, because I'm recording. I'm using that to record.
There we go.
Yeah.
So yeah. So make sure you check out Nina Loves Naomi, and or just pretty much just search Nina Hartley on X Videos, Pornhub, and just go to town.
She has immaculate breasts.
Yes. Yes.
A1. They stare right at you.
So we're gonna actually shift into, you know, so talking about the history of her, Nina Hartley. And she was born in Berkeley, California. And she was born in 1959, which is kind of crucial into who she is.
Okay.
Because being in California in the 60s, and it says that her parents were in the Communist Party, and they converted to Buddhism, right? So if you think about San Francisco, the San Francisco Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
in the 60s, there was a whole, I guess, the quote-unquote hippie movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that definitely influenced who she was and who she became. So... She graduated from high school and she went to San Francisco State University. And she graduated magna cum laude, which means you're really smart. You're like top of your class.
Mm-hmm.
With a nursing degree. She graduated with a nursing degree. She was a registered nurse.
So how you end up on?
Well,
I'm glad you asked that.
Yes. So she became interested in porn when she saw the first adult film directed by a woman. And that film was called The Autobiography of a Flea. I tried to look it up and I couldn't really find it. I guess it's a remake of a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't find that film. So that kind of planted a seed. She was like, this is what I want to do. So her sophomore year of nursing school, she became a stripper.
Okay.
And then in her junior year, is when she moved into making film. So I guess it's really true. Like she did strip to pay for school.
Yeah.
You know?
As a nurse, though, that's insane.
Right?
So I'm pretty sure it was like a real code of ethics when it came to sanitation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Making sure everybody was getting tested in the scenes. Making sure there was no extra cum shots just laying around.
Right.
On the beds.
Right.
Or couches. Or kitchens. Or the floor. Any of those random places, because I done seen some shit.
Man, you take a black light to some places and it's like, can we get OSHA in this motherfucker?
Look like little baby.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah, you're right. And see, the one thing that I like, and I'm sure she brought this into her film realm. Ah. Yo, we are flying without a parachute right now. One thing that I learned about the lifestyle is, like, when you're into kink and stuff, you may go, like, for example, if you're with your partner and, you know, she likes spanking, right? But she may have bruises. Having a doctor that understands, having a BDSM-minded doctor that understands the lifestyle is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know, okay,
it's not abuse.
It's not abuse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure she brought that into, you know, and then you're talking about the late 70s. Talking about the early 80s, and that's when the AIDS epidemic was going through. So I'm quite sure she brought all of that to her work. You know, so this is the one thing that I really, on top of, like, just watching her work, right? Because for some reason, she's really great at DP scenes. I like DP scenes. They're awesome. Well,
what do you mean she's rapping?
For some reason, like, I think it's like, how can I put it? It's kind of like when you watch Jordan, right? Okay, so he was good on the one-on-one.
This is a wild...
But when he was, like, going to the hole... And it's like more people was like, you know what I'm saying, like hitting him or whatever. He was, you know, that, like, he did the whole switch hands thing like that. So it's kind of like when there's more people, she, like, elevates her game.
She goes in an all-star mode.
You know, it's just so, yeah, it's just something about her doing DP scenes that is just awesome, right? That's how I got into watching her. But she also brings a level of enthusiasm and professionalism, right? Like, you can tell she's like no bullshit, no nonsense, you know? And so she's also into, like, sex positive. So a lot of this information that I found on Wikipedia, right? So, yes, search the internet for a whole bunch of stuff. But it says sex positive activism. She's a longtime board member of the Woodhull Freedom Foundation. Now, that is an organization that was founded. It's an American nonprofit organization founded in 2003 that advocates for sexual freedom as a fundamental human right. The organization is based in D.C. It's named after a prominent American, and Sexual Freedom Day was recognized as of 2011 in D.C. and is held every September 23rd. September 23rd is Sexual Freedom Day. So she's a member of that board.
That's fire.
Right.
And to go back to her being a nurse, man, I feel like that helps whoever her partner is for the scene. Gives them the confidence. It's security that I'm not going to leave the scene burnt. Like, or fucked up, or just the encouragement that she probably gives out that at some point only a physician can do.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that shit whipped my ass right there. But a physician.
Gonna make it to the Valentine's Day saga.
Boy. But yeah, like, and it's kind of crazy. I just thought about that. But yeah, I think knowing that she's a nurse, it just makes the porn even better now.
Right.
Right. Yeah. It's like this porn got a condom on it. It put a condom on
the
it.
The porn
it's
is safe.
Yeah.
But yo, she is quoted as saying, addressing women, she says that sex isn't something men do to you. It isn't something men get out of you. Sex is something you dive into with gusto and like every bit of it as much as he does. And that's the one thing that I try to convey to people, is that, you know, sex is definitely a two-way street.
Yes.
But it's such, you know, the norm is such a patriarchal thing where it's like, you know, it's a male-dominated thing. You know, and I think that bothers a lot of people now. I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about the whole Lori Harvey dating Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. And the guest on this podcast was like basically saying that she was a hoe.
Was this a man?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, because she was out here dating, you know, rappers and this and that, and she's trying to clean up her image by dating Michael B. Jordan. And the host of the podcast was a woman, and she was like, hold up, time out, stop judging her because she's living her life. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that I've always stood by. I don't care who you are, male, female, man, woman, binary, non-binary, trans, whatever, do what the fuck you want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You know, just do it safe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's always been my thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, especially with the Lori Harvey situation, it's disgusting to hear men speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, if she wanna be with six men, why does that fucking matter to you? Why does that matter? Yo, she a hoe. Nigga, we all have had more than one woman that we've been dealing with and or sleeping with.
Right. And we're, as men, we're yeah, praised for it.
We're praised for it. And the fact that somebody calling us a hoe ain't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in 2021, calling a woman a hoe is not that bad. Like, that, I'm not saying like calling her a hoe isn't that bad, but they don't care about that.
Right.
Like, bro, it's like, okay. People, I've learned to get to a point of when people say stuff, it's just like, all right. You gotta learn, like, where to navigate the energy, the right, negative energy, so right, to speak. Because it's like, yo, all right, you're a hoe. Okay. Like, nigga, yeah, we all have sex. All of us.
Yes.
Before marriage. All of us.
Right.
Like, we out here judging. It's always men that's doing that shit. Like, bro, shut the fuck up. It don't have nothing to do with you. And you probably mad you can't even fuck her.
And dudes be like, oh man, she learned that from somewhere. Yeah, shut up and enjoy it.
Bruh, I don't understand. Like, niggas be getting mad hearing their exes' previous situations.
Bruh,
if you do what you're supposed to do, that shit should never bother you. First never.
Off, man, let a woman, bruh, it's the coolest shit is hearing a woman's hotels.
Yep.
That shit is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Cause that
and it throw them off when you start asking questions. You start asking questions, not creepy ass questions like motion. Yeah, yeah. See, can I talk to him?
Preach.
The problem with you niggas is y'all ask the dumbest questions when it comes to women that you're dealing with. He fuck you good? He fuck you better than me? Why does that matter, sir? No woman likes that. No woman likes that, bro. No woman likes that, bro. You know how dumb you sound? Focus on you. Focus on fucking her good, and she won't have to worry about no other nigga ever. Fuck her good. Fuck her good. Fuck her great. But y'all niggas don't know how to do it. I don't know how many times I've been involved in these conversations with homeboys. Or they honestly, they not my homeboys. Niggas that I know, and they like, they not even worried about it, if the joint come.
There we go.
They ain't about to throw no dirt on my dick. I'm sorry. It ain't happening.
No BDRs. No bad dick reports.
That might be a working title. Yo, no but bad that's dick a report. Fact, bro. Yeah. I refuse to be a situation that a woman can sit in a circle and be like, it's probably two women that can do that. But I gave up on one. That's a wild fucking story. Wild fucking story. But I gave up. I was like, I shouldn't even be here. The door done fell on my foot. Like I should not even be here at all. And I knew better, cause I was already juggling two other women at the time. And it was just like, bro, fucking idiot. And Kristen was just like, You shouldn't have went. Why the fuck did you go? And I was
shout
like,
shout out to Kristen for always being the voice of reason.
Yes, bro. She'll sit me down like,
what the? She will grab you like, fuck is you doing?
Yeah, like, and I needed that.
And I think I woke up then. I woke up. I was good for another 6 months. I was for sure good to like that April, probably that May. Yeah.
Oh shit.
And then the other joint I just gave. I was young. I ain't know what I was doing. I knew I had good dick, but I didn't know how to eat pussy, so I was fucking up. I was just like, yeah, I look like the predator.
I wasn't.
I look dumb as shit. Hey, yeah, I never forget that. Yo. Don't matter now. I know how to do it all, baby girl. And you ain't never getting that. Oh, man.
Off the rails.
This is going to be wild.
Off the rails.
That's good content.
That's how we do it.
But yo, yeah,
put this on Patreon.
But yeah, you know, that's the thing, you know, in this, you know, that's why I love Nina Hartley's work.
I forgot that's what we was
talking about, right? You know, but it's her confidence, not her confidence, but it's her confidence to come to a scene, and you actually kind of feel that energy, like, yo, she's not just there. She's there because she wants to be there.
The comfort.
Yeah.
And that's what I was alluding to. The comfort behind just her. It's that reassurance that we're going to have a good scene.
Mm-hmm.
We're
going
to have a good scene, and it ain't going to be no issues. It's going to be professional.
Yep.
And all of that. Because that's one thing I really like about. I like amateur porn, but I will watch like that. Like her, like the mothers I would love to fuck, those kind of joints, I watch them joints because I like the build up, because I never got to have that kind of build up, like on some damn, yo, I done fucked one of my homeboy's moms and he don't know and shit. Like I ain't never had that. Everybody's mom's old. So it's like, you know, you weren't attractive. Like, you feel me? Like shit like that. So like, no disrespect to y'all, I love y'all, but still, oh fuck it, never mind.
We here. Yo, did you know she was in Tupac's How Do You Want It video?
I feel like I found that out a year ago.
I watched it, and I don't know if I saw her or not. I think she might have had on a wig, because it was a lot of costumes in that video.
Wait. How Do You Want It was the one he wasn't in it.
He was in it. It was him, Casey, and
Joker. Oh, that was the House of Blues joint.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
But I couldn't really see it, but also that was what, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
So I couldn't really pick her out, but I think she had on like a wig or some shit. It was a lot going on in that video. Like, you just knew that after they stop recording. Like, it was an orgy that happened.
You think Pac hit?
Yes. You know what? He may not with Nina Hartley, but Heather Hunter was in that video.
Okay, I knew. Okay, yeah, yeah, I remember her.
So I'm quite sure
he smoked that.
He smoked in pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pac did.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't need it. I'm good. So yeah, you know, Nina Hartley, she's, you know, her work, and let me see. So keep going. She. Remember we were talking about Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
She was in Boogie Nights.
The movie?
The movie. Yep. She was in Boogie Nights. And this is something I wanna listen, if you're a professional porn actress, male or female, non-binary, binary, whatever, and you're married, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because she was married once, and she got divorced, and then she got married again. And she's openly bisexual, and her and her husband now are polyamorous.
Okay.
I want to hear what that dynamic is like, being married to somebody in the adult entertainment industry.
Because at some point it's like, do they go through a phase of not being able to please their partner?
Right.
Like, what is enough for their partner? Like,
right.
She fucks every day. Well, I'm not going to say every day, but she fucks for work. Is that wrong to say?
Now, here's the thing.
I don't want to say that.
I've been in a situation where... here we go. I've been in a situation where I was in a threesome.
Right.
And it went down how it went down. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, the one person who I was with... She was like, look, we gonna do what we gonna do, but afterwards I want it to be me and you. Like, when she leaves, cool, but afterwards you focus that energy on me. So I think it's more of an energy
thing. What do you mean?
So when it was all three of us, mm-hmm. we were doing everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we were doing whatever. But after the other person left, it was just me and my partner. And she actually told me, she was like, look, I want you to make love to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, at first I was like, that's like, what the fuck did we just do? But then I realized that there's a difference between like fucking and making love.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I wonder if it's an energy thing, like, okay, Do we attach the act of sex to like something physical, to where like, oh, if your wife is a porn star, she's loose, quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Versus coming home and spending time sitting on the couch, watching TV, cooking dinner, like enjoying that energy with your husband, wife, or whatever, who is in the adult entertainment industry. I wonder if there's that difference.
I would think so, because it's... I don't want to say the wrong thing in a sense of, like, we don't know. We don't know, like, what happens. But it's like, I guess we have the same question of, does he get the wife... Like, overall, like you were saying, cooking dinner.
Right.
Helping kids with the homework. Like, I'm pretty sure they make a way for... They find the balance.
Right.
I'm almost certain it's incredibly hard to find that balance.
Right.
But I would think that's... I wasn't even thinking about that. That makes a lot of sense, though. Like, am I missing out on what a marriage is about?
Right. Right.
You know?
And that's the thing. Like, I always say, I follow, check out the Instagram, the_laptop_chronicles. I follow a couple of retired porn stars, like Jasmine Cashmere, Cheyenne Jacobs.
She's a pastor now, right?
I don't think she is anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think she was.
That's tight.
Yeah. But I follow them, and like one of the main people I follow is Jada Fire, and she just be at home chilling with her and her cat. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like I could tell it's hard to date somebody. You know, she's like, I don't know these motherfuckers from a hole in the wall. Somebody could become with ulterior motives, so I'ma just chill. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, everybody's like, oh, I would date Jada Fire.
Jada Fire got some fire.
Jada, call me. You know what I'm saying? I'm with your boy, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know, I've never been one to be hung up on somebody's past, even somebody's present. I don't give a fuck. You know, because it's about energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've literally been in a room full of people fucking, and
that is so wild to me. Like,
oh my god! I'm
just
sorry,
a little
I'm
bit
sorry.
Of more fucking to my right.
I'm sorry, I snorted. Oh my god! But it is. I'm telling you, I've walked out of places and looked back like, what the fuck just happened? But yeah, I've been in a room.
Where the fuck was I?
I've been in a room full of people fucking, and the energy between me and somebody else was like so cool that me and that person literally just kind of sat off to the side, mm-hmm. and just had a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Naked?
No.
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed. I mean,
they was naked.
I mean, it was literally people fucking, like on the, like, me and this person, I remember, okay. So I remember one night. Went to a party.
The setup was crazy.
Right? It was like, how are you? So I go to a party, and you know, every folks is showing up, you know what I'm saying? It's about maybe 16, 20 people there. And there was this one person who I like, the vibe with her was just crazy. The energy between me and her was just crazy. So she showed up, and I was like, cool, like some kind of how.
What is this? Oh, I'm sorry. I
don't know. What night was this?
We can't say it. Right? What's up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to say that one. But it was just,
oh,
one.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm fucking the story. I'm sorry. Sorry, sorry. Go ahead.
So me and her, like, we legitimately just started talking, and you know, it was a hotel suite, but it was two adjoining rooms. So folks was fucking over here, folks was fucking over there, and it was two beds. And me and her were legit just like laying on the bed with our clothes on, and we was just talking,
vibing.
I mean, it was people walking this way. They was naked. It was people walking this way. It was people that was fucking. It was people getting their dick sucked, eating pussy. It was women eating pussy. It was just a lot going on. And me and her legit just watched it all, and we just talked. You know what I'm saying? It's just that vibe.
How y'all ain't get distracted? Just loose titties and nuts everywhere. Like,
it was just kind of,
she looking at the nuts, I'm just eyeing nipples.
It was just kind of like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you,
it's mature.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You know what? you never know until you get into that situation.
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
Nude beach? Not as an adult.
Okay. All right.
Remember, I grew up in Germany as a kid.
Okay.
So the laws and the views on nudity is totally different in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different.
Even currently.
Mm-hmm. So I think I was maybe 9 or 10 years old the first time I went to a topless lake. And it was so weird because I'm like, there's titties everywhere. You know, I'm 10 years old. And so you can see it if you ever go to Mexico, because I went to Mexico once. I went to Playa del Carmen. And it's like that down there. You can tell who's European and who's American on the beach, because the European women will be topless, because, and they'll be around their kids topless, because it's it's an everyday thing to them. So, but yeah, I've never been, as an adult, I've never been to a topless beach or a nude beach. But I would go.
I always wanted to go.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. When you get around, it's a maturity thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you, I've been in places where guys have come in like, all right, who fucking? And they're like, get the fuck out. Straight up, I have seen that shit. Dudes come in, they like, all right, who fucking? They like, no, sir, you have to leave right now. It's crazy. But you,
nigga shit.
you just kind of soak up the vibe. Like, you don't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be that guy who fucks up everything.
Fact.
So you literally just kind of chill. You know what I mean? And that's just always been my approach to it. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So we gonna circle three times back. Let's see. Nina Harley, she's married. She's currently married. She's got AVN awards dating back to 1987.
I wasn't even born yet.
Bro, I was 8, 9.
Here I am trying to smoke her pocket. She got awards older than me.
She's got awards for best actress, best couples, best supporting actress, best non-sex performance. She was in Not Bewitched, a parody. She's in the AVN Hall of Fame. She's in the XRCO Awards, which is the X-Rated Critics Awards.
What's that?
She's in their Hall of Fame. She's got awards dating back to 1986 for quite a few films. She's been nominated for the Free Speech Coalition Lifetime Achievement Award. Let's see, XBiz 2013, XBiz MILF Performer of the Year. There you go.
Love to see it.
Let's see. She is rated, she's rated on Pornhub. She's rated 225.
Out of what?
Out of, it doesn't say out of how many, but you think about how many people on Pornhub. You know, let's see. Her porn star rank is 225. Her porn weekly rank is 226. Her monthly rank. Yo, Pornhub is pretty cool with these stats. She's got 69
it's
million.
It's incredible someone's taking these.
I know, right?
Like that.
She's got 69 million, almost 70 million video views on Pornhub. She's got over 98,000 subscribers on Pornhub. Let's see, on X videos, she is ranked 131. I think out of the global porn actresses. Now here's the coolest thing I found. So I know, yo, this is totally fucking weird because I got my laptop.
Open to porn.
It is porn on here. Like, yeah.
And I'm just like,
I know, right? Like, I do it for the people. So, yo, if you go check out her website, nina.com. So now, here's the cool thing about what she does now. She's big into education in different realms, you know, positive sex education, ethical sex education. I saw a video of her on Tumblr doing it was almost like she was teaching another woman how to be like sensual thing. I was like, man, this shit is hot. But when I saw her website, it all made sense. So if you go to nina.com, she has got 164 videos, and she calls them lessons. Anything you want to learn on different techniques on how to please your partner, male or female. And it's so many videos and so many dynamics. And the video that I did see her in on Tumblr, she was legit teaching. Like, it was hands-on. She's having, you know, I was looking at it like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, But now I see she was actually you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, listen, yo, you see these forearms, yo, like, bruh,
I'm fucked up right now. I'm holding on for dear life.
Listen, the plane was flying, and we jumped out, and then we realized that the parachutes are still on the plane. So we just flying right now. We flying with no parachutes. Like, bruh, look.
Shit, look at my fall.
Look.
That boy put in work.
Yeah. So yo, check out her website, cause she is legit teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, and
pretty fire.
It really is. Like it really is. And that's the one thing that I think that separates people in their sexual journey is their willingness to learn.
Facts.
You know.
Facts.
And their willingness to take in information. And that's the problem. Like you were saying earlier, that's the problem with people, especially men, who are like, I got the dick, I make the rules, that's it. No, sir. No.
I'm so glad I got taught how to eat pussy correctly. And a lot of you niggas don't know how to eat pussy. Niggas, I never forget this nigga was arguing with another nigga about eating pussy. And I'm like, both of you niggas is wrong. Why y'all eating all on the outside of the pussy? Why? Yeah, I like to suck on the lips. For what? Why, nigga? Stay on the fucking pearl and call it a fucking day. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all niggas be eating pussy like this. Missing all this. Missing the top of the triangle.
Just missing the man in the boat.
What the fuck are you doing, bro? That's why these bitches be cheating on y'all. That's exactly why.
Here's the
woke up now.
Here's the easiest way to learn how to eat pussy. Ask your partner.
Facts. How you like it?
Like, just.
We are very quick to correct a woman that does not suck our dick right. Yeah, I'm sponsoring this part.
Yo, ask, communicate, ladies, guys, non-binary, whatever. If the person you're with is not doing it right, say stop. The fuck is you doing?
Hit him on the top of their head.
Like
Donkey Kong.
Okay.
My bad. Sorry. I gotta go back to sleep. But nah, yeah, I think a lot of people just have a hard time communicating with their partner. Right. Me and Lauren say this shit all the time. You niggas just hate your partner. Yeah. Niggas really just hate their partner. They just tolerate them.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah. That's fucking horrible, bro. Niggas really be out here talking big shit about their partners and then won't leave them. Like, bro, if you really hate her this much, homegirl, if you hate this nigga that much, you complain about him that much, leave him. Oh, nah, but I gotta, and we this, alright. Then stay in that fucked up relationship, not getting the proper dick that you deserve.
Yep.
I said it.
Say it with your chest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. But, yeah, you know, learn to take lessons. Take classes.
Yeah.
Bro, I learned like the whole thing about lubes. Mm. I'm gonna tag. I found a lube page on Instagram. Come on, bro. If it's out there, I am going to.
How did you find this?
Listen, this is what I do. This is literally what I do. And that's the thing. I don't wake up every. In the words of Jabrosa, you know, like how do you wake up and find and just say. Filth. Yeah, okay, that's kind of it. But this is what I do. So I found a lube Instagram page.
Wild.
And I'm gonna throw up the link. But you know, it's learning about different lubes, natural lubes. It's just learning. And people don't want to learn. Men don't want to learn. You know. So. Make sure you look at Nina.com and check out some of the it's literally lessons. Lesson 127, Nina Hartley knows hand jobs. Shout out to Hand Job Genie. Lesson, bruh. Handjob Genie on Instagram. Let's see. We got Lesson. Let's see. Lesson 95. Pussy will come out to play. You know, so it's different. And here's the thing. You can watch a video and you can, it's just like working out. You know, you pull a couple of different things from a couple of workouts and you just add it to your repertoire. Big word. And that's how you become better. You just kind of fine tune what you need for you. So yes, Nina.com. Check that out. Let's see. So we talked about that. Check her out on Instagram, Miss_Nina_Hartley. All right, she's got a. Oh yeah. I want to check this out. So there is a new studio called Lust Cinema. And Lust Cinema is the new porn studio for lovers of cinema and sex created by Erica Lust. So
shout out to Erica Lust.
Shout out to Erica Lust. She has so Nina Hartley has done a couple of scenes for Lust Cinema. She's got those up on her Instagram page. Alright, she's got her doing just some regular everyday shit. Head over to her Twitter. Her Twitter is at NinaLand, NinaLan, at NinaLand is her Twitter. Bro, I hate Twitter.
I love Twitter, bro. Twitter is a gem, bro.
I know.
But it's sometimes like, Lauren will always text me. She'd be like, yo, you ain't on Twitter. I'm sending you some fire, bro. Like, just DM. Just DMing me funny things and nasty things, but funny things.
Hand out. Drop my mouse.
Yeah, so you gotta get it. Take a while to get back in it, but once you find something funny, you'll just keep on finding. Black people are hilarious.
Yo, black
shout out
Twitter,
to black people.
Black Twitter is fucking, it's a whole nother world, but it's hilarious. Yes, I just can't. I can't keep. I probably should. I'm over Instagram. I'm old. I'm over an Instagram person.
See, you kind of. I mean, we grew up in the era of you meeting people.
Yeah.
Like for real, like going outside and meeting people. So
yeah,
trying to really adapt to how the world is now, it could be an issue sometimes. I get it.
Yeah. And what's crazy? So check it at my job. I'm used to, you know, we're trying to get the assignments going. We're trying to get, you know, stuff, you know, like divvied out. And I'm like, yo, we need a whiteboard to put names on the board and this and that. And dude is like the team lead. He's a younger guy. He's in his, I think, mid-20s. And he's like, no, we're going to use the Trello board. I'm like, what the fuck is a Trello board? It's a digital whiteboard. I never heard of it.
Never heard of that shit either.
So apparently it's like you make these like little cards. So like if you got job number one and I got job number two, we put the cards on there and then we can attach different things and we can talk about everything for our jobs. It's a digital whiteboard.
Like kind of like a Facebook group in a sense.
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's totally weird. So yeah, I'm that's one of the things that I realize I'm old. You know, just trying to adapt to different technologies, different mindsets.
But it's always something new every couple months anyway, bro.
Right.
And it's a lot harder to adapt to it. That's how I felt about like Triller or what's the other one? TikTok.
Yeah.
I can't get into TikTok. Like I could watch like the different
food, mm-hmm.
But like posting is hard as shit, bro.
I'm not gonna even try. There's a very inspirational Indian yogi that I watch on TikTok. Great videos. You know, wake up in the morning and you know I give my prayers to the universe and this and that. Watch his videos, but making a TikTok, sir, hell to the no. But there are 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds. They got it.
I want to get into that. I also want to get into like hot yoga.
Oh yeah, hot yoga. Yeah, I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that.
I get like 40% off at the Life Bridge.
Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll talk. Oh, we'll talk. 40% off because I live over here.
Crazy. Yes. Yeah. So, all right, we gonna wrap this up, you know. So yes, shout out to Nina Hartley. And on top of that, totally forgot, it's Women's History Month.
Shout out to all the women, bro.
Shout out to all the women.
Shout out to all of them doing great things. And especially the ones that's in porn.
Yeah. You know.
They're doing fantastic. Avery Jane. Avery Jane is celebrating a birthday this week. Happy birthday. Shout out to you.
Happy birthday. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But it's, you know, that's the one thing I like about like women like Diana DeVoe. I'm forgetting a lot of names, but there are a lot of porn videos and scenes that are produced by women, because women understand, like, mm-hmm. yo, some men are creepy as shit. They fuck up a scene. It's just all wrong. So they bring a different vibe. So yes, in honor of Women's History Month, yes, shout out to Nina Hartley for all the work she has done, continues to do. So make sure you check out nina.com for, you know, to learn different things from her and literally watch her porn scenes on X Videos, X Hamster, Pornhub, whatever, you know, because you can literally learn something.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me see. Where's the news? We got to get the news button.
Hit the music button at the top.
Music. There we go. Let's see. It's on this one, right?
Yeah, but I didn't.
I don't know. Label. Fuck it. So we're just imagine it's the news button. There we go. Laptop Chronicles News Network. Special announcement. Do you know what this weekend is coming up?
Steak and blowjob.
My man.
Steak and blowjob.
March 14th. Damn. March 14th.
That's Sunday?
I don't know. Fuck it. It's all weekend.
You made it like WrestleMania. Gave it two nights.
Yo, February 14th was Chocolate and Roses Day. Okay, cool. Get that out the way. Fuck out of the way. March 14th, Steak and Blowjob Day. Now, I know you don't eat meat. Pause.
Never.
Pause. And oh, by the way, I had that chick, that fish sandwich from Popeyes. That shit was trash.
What, you don't like it?
No, I did not like it.
It's too spicy?
Hey, I didn't taste any spice.
Damn.
I was mad as shit.
Shout out to Popeyes. I've got Popeyes.
Jazz hands.
Yo. But yo, this weekend, look at me. Look at me. Here. Focus here. Here. Aki.
Wait, what you say? Where they gotta go?
They gotta go here. Right here between the eyes. Get you a very well cooked, medium well to well, medium well. Don't do well. Medium well done steak and enjoy the sloppiest of the toppy. Steak and blowjob day. Steak and blowjob day. That is your Laptop Chronicles News Network announcement for this week. Is, listen, ladies, fellas, whatever, if your partner has a penis, give him a blowjob.
Fuck it, be it.
Do it.
You should have sucked the nigga dick for free.
If you got a cooking steak, order a steak. I don't know. Fuck, how do we do it for the vegans, though?
Get you some cauliflower bites.
There you go. Whatever you do, make sure the sloppy, t- Toppy happens this motherfucking weekend. And then we're going to, well, I was going to say, damn, we're going to talk about it. Man, we're not going to talk about it. Just enjoy your motherfucking weekend. All right. So, yo, man, this has been fucking great as usual. Want to give a shout out, as always, to Norm, motherfucking regular, who came through with the 95 Source Awards. If you know us, you know hip hop is essential to everything that we do, to how we live, to how we talk, how we dress, everything. And the 95 Source Awards was a very pivotal moment in hip hop culture. And Norm is just great at coming up with a concept and fucking running with it. You know,
it's no time to play.
Yeah,
ain't no games. He got a birthday coming up too. He got something. Yeah. He got them vinyls coming. But
Norm is, he's
it's a treat for y'all. Bro.
That's our guy. Shout out to Norm, man. But check out 95 Source Awards. And make sure you check out Baltimore County Forever Podcast with Corey, Huss, Norm, me. We cover as much as we can about hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying? Because that's our lives.
Yes.
You know, it's your lives, mm-hmm, for a lot of you. We are the culture, you know, and the culture is being redefined in a lot of ways. Being defined and redefined.
Facts.
And it's very cool to see the shifts in the paradigms. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you check out Baltimore County Forever Podcast on all streaming platforms, and most importantly on YouTube.
Yes, sir. YouTube.
Make sure you.
Hi guys, welcome to my channel.
Make sure you stay tuned. The Patreon is coming. Check out Norm Regular. His album Describe Infinity is out. All streaming platforms. 95 Source Awards is out. All streaming platforms. Check out Huss. He's got like 4 different Instagram names.
Yo, Huss is a hustler. Hustle is a hustler. What's Podding is the new Instagram. He's got something that he's trying to.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to get off the ground. It's so dope. Follow him. What's Podding? Poppy Huss. Follow Big Sis Stacy.
Stace the Muse.
Yes, and shout out to her. Who else? Lauren Shit Vegan Z is Predestined the Podcast.
Yes.
Just shout out to them. Shout out to Huss Peoples in Atlanta.
Yeah, coming to conclusions.
Shout out to her.
Follow her on Instagram, because wowzers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I want to give a very special shout out to two people. First off, shout out to my friend Shady Ass Sam back in Detroit. Who is, yo, she's on a pathway, like a exercise journey and
to, bro, progression.
Yeah, pathway to progression. Shout out to Kyrie Jones. Make sure you check out Blurb, Amazon, get that book. And man, she is, I wake up every day and I'm like, yo, I feel like shit, because I look at her videos and she's like, I think she lost something like 100 pounds in like a year. You know what I'm saying? She is motivational shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Shady Ass Sam, and shout out to Chef Edric. You know, Chef E in Detroit. She's doing very, 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 very big things as a community chef, not just cooking like exotic meals or whatever, but she's actually trying to improve the community through food. So if you're in Detroit, check out Gabriel Hall and Chef E, and pay attention to everything that they do, because they're making major moves. So shout out to everybody, man. Thank you for tuning in to Laptop Chronicles, man. As always, man, much love. Thank you to my main man, 50 Grand. Corey, would not be able to do this without you.
Bro, next week.
Next week is going to be fucking wild. Gonna be fucking wild. We're gonna review our steak and blowjob days. Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it. And we going in March Madness. Porn March Madness is happening. Yeah. It's going down. Yeah. Laptop Chronicles, we out.
privacy. DM and Mike, yo, what it's like trying to find a beat. Mind relief, shine until I die like a time and peace. Seconds, leave your wrist naked, checking out why I'm a beast. Stop it, chief, that ain't the wave, so put your board down. Rap life, niggas is gay, I'm getting bored now. Tour sounds, flaming every speaker that I come across. Speak until I break it, speed the pace, don't take the summer off. Thunder God, banging his hammer like I'm retarded. Hear me on a beast like Jesus, nigga lost it. You nauseous, God, I pour the nonsense more than often. Trying to keep my composure, losing focus, but I'm hoping I could breathe a breath to relax, though. Mad cream on the scene, word to Max, so fall back, bro, you lactose. Passing while I'm gassing on a rap flow. Spit to make it happen, feel the passion, never lack those. Feelings I'm invoking when I smoke away the pressure. Pray to God when it's hard, never get a lecture. Bless up, trust him, but I feel I need to vest up. Just cause, know how this shit go, they fester. Eyes wide, look alive, I'm high, but I be on it. Haze, killer rays, the days I might have flaunt it. Getting paid for the pain, amazed, I'm quite on it. Prayed on the page with my pen, son, I'm on it. Eyes wide, look alive, I'm high, but I be on it. Haze, killer rays, the days I might have flaunt it. Getting paid for the pain, amazed, I'm quite on it. Prayed on the page with my pen, son, I'm on it. What?